Is it really happening again?
Is it live?
Is it?
Or is it Memorex?
You're dating yourself for that. So what was that, from the 80s when cassettes were big? Yes. Hey, and this is the mixtape.
Hey.
Brought to you by Memorex. Episode 21, we are back. I'm Deb.
I'm Courtney.
Yes, and this is the mixtape. Thank you for your patience, first and foremost.
Yes. Thank you.
It's been kind of crazy. I don't know when. We were trying to remember when we recorded last. July?
July? Question mark?
Possibly August, but it's been now. It's November.
It's the first week of November. Somehow.
A lot has happened.
Yes. We have been gone for quite a while. We have, there's just been a lot going on.
Yes. You went on a long road trip. Courtney, you went through Utah. Well, you flew to Utah. Go ahead.
I went to a dear friend's wedding, and we took the opportunity to do a road trip in there in the Southwest. So we visited some of this nation's greatest jewels, our national parks.
Beautiful. I love that area of the country.
Really amazing. So I was gone for a while. Deb, you were gone for a while doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
As you often are.
And in the middle of all that, well, my mother died. So
yeah, Deb had a major, major loss.
So yeah, that happened kind of quickly. But you know, we move on, life goes on. I'd maybe talk about that a little later in a later episode, but still processing that, you know, grief is kind of a tough thing. It comes and goes. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that I want to shy away from talking about. I just want this show to be fun because it's our first one back. Not that grief isn't fun. Boys and girls.
I mean, you know, depends what stage and what you're doing and what's going on.
It can justify a lot of crazy stuff, you know.
It is a part of life.
Yes.
So, you know, we will explore it at some point. But for now, we're going to focus on other stuff.
Yes. Now, we've been talking about this episode and I said, Courtney, I haven't really been, I've really been laying low. A lot lately.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what's going on. This show's supposed to be about pop culture, social circumstances, just fun stuff. And I haven't had any fun stuff.
You've not been doing any of that. No, that's true. That's true.
So I said, Courtney, you've got to update me. And you've been busy too. So we're going to start with some general things that have been happening lately.
Well, first of all, just quickly, today, as we're recording this, today is November 4th. Yesterday was Election Day.
Yes.
We're not gonna get political here. I'm not going to talk about da-da-da, but I hope you all voted because voting's important. And the only way your vote doesn't count is if you don't use it.
Do you think that we're just a little interjection here? Because I really fondly remember going and voting and getting the sticker and all of that. Do you think that's changing things?
I was just talking with someone about this today.
Yeah.
That I really miss the polling place.
Yeah.
Like, I miss going and like getting, you know, going in the little booth and talking to the old ladies and getting your sticker and feeding your ballot to that machine.
Yeah.
And like, I loved all of that. It felt special.
Mm-hmm.
It felt more important and it felt like a civic duty, and it's still a civic duty, but now it's just like, oh, I gotta fill this freaking thing out. I hope I fill in all the circles right.
Yeah. And I hope I put the envelope in the envelope and show the right thing in the envelope and sign where I'm supposed to sign. It's just seemed I guess going to an actual place was kind of inconvenient, but it seemed more
official,
eventful.
It was an event. And the other thing is, you don't get the same instant gratification that you did like with the results,
because
like now that it's all mail-in, which I get logistically is better, but it's also a huge pain in the butt. I'm so glad I don't have to count all this crap, but like the fact that it comes in, you know, for days. I mean, I checked the King County Elections website today for some results, for some race results I was curious about, and they aren't finalized until November 24th.
Yeah,
that's
and for
a
some
long
of those
time.
close races, that
that's
can
a
be
a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not as exciting. I feel like it's not as exciting. It's not as big a like, ooh, I can't wait to see. It's just, you know,
yeah,
it's a thing that you do and then you kind of forget about.
Yeah, yeah. So that's November. We're early November. I don't know where October went.
Did you get any trick or treaters?
I was in bed by 9 o'clock.
So you don't know.
Lights were off. We live in a neighborhood now where there could have been trick or treaters, but I didn't have any candy. And then I said to someone, how many trick-or-treaters did you have the other night? Well, I didn't have any candy. You could have given them money. I'm what? Not going to give kids money.
No, sorry. Jeez, sorry, no. You know what I always love is these things every year around Halloween, they come out and are like, people are going to give your kids drugs. They're going to give your kids drugs yeah. in their Halloween candy basket. And I'm like, do you know how much drugs cost?
Yeah, exactly.
I actually don't think they are. I don't think people are going to give away drugs to children for free. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Drugs are expensive, dude.
Yeah. Anyway. They're going to keep them. Yeah. What did you do on Halloween?
I went to a friend's house and I handed out candy over there.
Yeah.
I saw the best costume I saw. This whole family was dressed as sushi.
Oh, that sounds cute.
As individual pieces of sushi. They each had like a white fleece hoodie with like a fuzzy white zip-up vest uh-huh. for like the rice.
Uh-huh.
And then they each had a different thing on their back. Like one had a shrimp and one had an octopus and one was fatty tuna. And then they each had a black belt around the middle as like the seaweed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome.
That's
it was
cute.
So cute and super comfortable.
Was anyone the ginger or the wasabi? A big old tube.
It's like
walking
wait, what? I didn't see any wasabi. I saw a lot of Seahawks, which I think all of us in the house agreed was kind of lazy.
That's lame. That's lame. That's like any That's Friday, lazy. Right?
I appreciate, I appreciate, that they did something and just didn't show up in a hoodie and demand candy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, come on.
The most clever costume I saw, it was actually on Facebook, one of my friends' kids. One was dressed as Peter Pan, and mm-hmm. the other was dressed all in black as Peter Pan.
Oh.
And it was the shadow.
Oh, and his shadow?
Yes. Yeah.
Were their feet tied together?
No. But the way that they were, the shadow was walking behind Peter Pan the whole time. It was very clever and it was very well done. There was video posted and it was a very, very, I had never seen that before.
That's neat. That's neat.
So that's fun. So that was October.
Uh-huh. I have a complaint. Actually, I have a complaint. I just want to get this off my chest right now.
Okay.
What?
Gosh, we're only 8 minutes in and you're already complaining. There you go.
This is gonna bring it all back to one of our.
This is what you have missed, everyone. This right here, we're building this up.
Shut up.
Okay.
This is bring it all back to one of our recurring themes. So the Hallmark Channel, which by the way, shows the Golden Girls for like 3 hours a day. In the morning and then again in the evening. Thank you very much.
It doesn't surprise me that you know that.
Well, guess what? They're not doing it right now because beginning on Halloween Day, they've started showing their goddamn Christmas movies.
What?
Christmas movies.
This is just bad.
On the 31st of October.
Yeah.
And P.S. 24 hours a day is all Christmas. So guess what? No Golden Girls.
That's what
morning.
You're mad about.
What am I supposed to do while I eat my cereal? No Golden Girls in the evening when I have insomnia and I can't sleep. Like, it's just flipping Christmas movies all the time.
You're not upset about Thanksgiving being overlooked.
I am.
Here.
I am.
Or
I absolutely
Veterans
am.
Day or any
this
other.
This is a double whammy.
Yeah.
Veterans Day.
Well, I don't know. I'm throwing.
I mean,
I was trying
no,
to think
I mean,
of another
I support,
holiday.
I support Veterans Day, but I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
what
watch
you
a
got
lot
against
of Veterans,
Veterans
Day. I don't. I just don't watch a lot of Veterans Day movies. There is an episode of Golden Girls where one of them is having surgery and she's scared and they sing Over There.
Oh gosh.
And an old man comes in at the hospital and like
salutes them. Yes.
So Veterans Day, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it, but I'm like first of all, give Halloween its frickin' day,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then two, yes, Thanksgiving is a whole thing and it's coming before Christmas, so just calm down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, Thanksgiving is going away. Thanksgiving what? Is going away. How I just feel like it's
because of carbs.
Because carbs. No, I just feel like although a lot of the major retailers, this is something else that I was going to bring up with you because this is something that we've talked about. We talked about last year,
yes.
the whole Black Friday thing.
Terrible.
And of course, there's a lot of stores that are making a stand saying we're not going to be open.
Did you see that? Did you see REI's whole thing? And not just they're not going to be open, but they are paying their employees to take the day off and go outside.
Yeah, there's like, absolutely no incentive to buy anything from REI on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
But you know what? I have already, like, a purchase that was a sizable purchase that I could have made elsewhere probably for a little less. I made it REI specifically because I made the conscious decision because I was like, I like their message. I like what they're doing. I like that they're not making their people work Thanksgiving night to get ready for Black Friday.
Yeah. But here's the thing keep coming
back to
with the whole Black Friday thing is like stores wouldn't be open if people didn't shop. And I know we've talked about this before and you have said the reason people shop is because it's so cheap and
it's like they make it impossible not to
for.
But
yeah, if you have like
I don't. I mean, I don't have kids. I don't have kids, so I'm not in this race to like get the right toy for the right price and da da da.
Yeah.
I mean, I still and I'm cheap. And I'm always trying to get out of giving presents because I'm always like, you don't need anything anyway. You have everything you need. Let's go do something. That's my thing. I'm always like, let's go do something. We don't need more crap in the house.
Yeah. No.
So anyway.
So that's a good thing. REI started that. And then a couple of like Costco came out. But I don't think Costco has ever been open on Thanksgiving. I'm not sure why they're
Now they're not.
Now they're not. Now they're really not. Okay.
TJ Maxx and Marshall's are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. These are all but on Thanksgiving. I'm like, who is open on Thanksgiving?
I know.
I think that's crazy.
Well,
but
I would mention a bunch of them, but I don't want to give them. So
you go to hell.
I'll be there, though.
Not
no,
you.
I'm kidding. I will not be there.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. No. So, so all of a sudden we're in this weird holiday. All of a sudden it's the holidays, right?
7 weeks until Christmas.
It's crazy.
I know. It's disgusting. What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what I did today. Speaking of the holidays and winter. I planted my bulbs.
Nice.
I finally, that's not a euphemism.
Nice
I
bulbs.
Finally planted my bulbs. We bought, my husband went a little bulb crazy. It was very nice of him because he knows that I love them and I was really
excited
to plant them.
Your husband likes his bulbs.
Yes, yes. and we finally live in a place where we can plant some stuff. Well, our last house we could have as well, but it's just
more
conducive.
But now you really, really can.
Yeah, yeah. And the time of year that we moved in, and oh my gosh, so it's last couple of mornings, it's been pretty cold.
Yeah, it's perfect bulb planting time.
Yes, I got to get the bulbs in before the ground freezes. So we had like 250 bulbs. It's crazy.
What? Yeah. And you're going to say like, we planted like 20 bulbs.
No.
That's nuts.
No.
Tulips or
crocus,
like
tulips, daffodils, hyacinth. Yeah.
Narcissus?
No, narcissus. Narcissus.
Are those even bulbs? I think they're bulbs.
I don't.
Right?
I think they are.
Narcissus. You're gonna have to turn that way down. Sorry.
So I'm happy I got that done.
Cool.
That's been something that I've wanted to get done. So yeah, that's. What did you do today, Courtney?
Awesome. I went to work like a sucker. That's what I did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I did. It's all right. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nah, it was good. It was good. I still like my new job, so that's good.
I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. You've been there
for... It's not new anymore.
Gosh. Really? Seriously? What has happened? All of a sudden, it was August, and now all of a sudden it's November. Is it just me and what I've been going through, or what?
No, it's not. No.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And here what is this about? John's gone?
Oh, we lost two Johns. Two Johns.
Okay.
Ooh. One I will miss and one I don't know yet if I'll miss. I can't imagine that I would unless the next guy's worse, which unfortunately is possible.
Uh-oh. Who's the first one?
Well, we lost the one I don't care so much about is John Boehner. Who, if for those of you who
don't
know,
he's the orange guy, right?
The orange man.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho once referred to Michael Kors as a bitchy tangerine, and I think not since Michael Kors has a man been so orange and so bitchy. So farewell, John Boehner. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You. Tacky piece of citrus.
To be fair, he probably has the worst seat in the house for the State of the Union address.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who doesn't agree with what's being presented.
And he's very, like, his face is very clear. Like, talk about resting bitch face.
Yes, exactly. Like,
just relax. So I have a feeling he is thrilled to be retiring.
Yes.
So good riddance.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then a John that's near and dear to many of our hearts.
I want to thank my wife, Tracy, and my kids, Nate and Maggie. Not going to look over there. For teaching me what joy looks like. And an artist I really admire once said that he thinks of his career as a long conversation with the audience, a dialogue. And I really like that metaphor for many different reasons. But the main one is because it takes away the idea of finality. This is just, it's a conversation. This show isn't ending. We're merely taking a small pause in the conversation. A conversation which, by the way, I have hogged. And I apologize for that. I should have at some point turned the camera around and seen, like, so do you guys have anything to add or anything? I've really been dominating this in a very selfish way. But I thought that was a remarkable way of getting to that. Nothing ends. It's just a continuation. It's a pause in the conversation. So rather than saying goodbye or goodnight, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go get a drink. And I'm sure I'll see you guys before I leave.
Jon Stewart, his farewell for his show. But he did just sign a deal with HBO. Did you hear about that?
He did. Yeah. He signed an exclusive deal with HBO to produce something called, like, short something digital content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but
people are going to
watch
it.
It's going to be great.
Right?
The other thing that he's doing is he and his wife bought a farm in New Jersey, and they are where they host and rehabilitate rescued farm animals.
I did read about that, and I cried.
Yeah. Oh my God, totally. Right.
It's just a good. I mean, when you peel back the celebrity from someone and see that they're just normal people, but they have the means to do something extraordinary in what they're passionate about.
And good.
Yeah. It's just really heartwarming, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, doesn't hurt that I agree with a lot of his politics.
Sure. That's always helpful.
And he's created a whole new genre of TV too. You know?
Absolutely.
The satire and, I mean, I don't know if he created, but he really fine tuned it. How long
did
this show?
He perfected it.
Yeah.
He was host of The Daily Show for 17 years?
Long time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That might not be. I'm pulling that out of my patootie, but quite a while.
Yeah. He's around been around 20, a while.
Around 20. Still in my top five on my laminated list.
On your laminated list. What's your laminated list?
Your list. You know, your list that you get passes for.
Oh, I didn't know it was laminated. The whole laminated thing kind of threw me.
On the Friends episode, it's laminated.
Oh, okay. It's like protected.
He runs into Isabella Rossellini, Ross had booted her off his list because they were like, she's not even from around here. You're never going to meet her. Why do you have this person on your list? And he's like, so he replaced her with someone local. And then he runs into her at the coffee shop and he's like, you're on my list. And she looks at it and she's like, I'm not on this list. And he's like, well, this isn't final. And she's like, but it's laminated.
It's laminated.
Jon Stewart on my laminated list forever.
What else has been going on? I heard Molly Ringwald is kind of coming back. What's the deal with this?
Oh, Deb.
Yeah, what?
Are you okay? Are you going to play? Do you have a thing?
I have a trailer. Yeah. You want to play it?
All right. Yeah.
I, Jerrica Benton, am living the most unexceptional life.
Get one of those grocery bags.
My sister Kimber and I live with our Aunt Bailey and her two foster kids.
Here she is.
Sing one of your songs.
I don't like being on camera. At some point, we all wish that we could just become someone else.
I'm going to play you a song I wrote.
Who's got the heart of a hunter? Pounding like thunder.
She'll thank me later.
I'm gonna need you to stop this soon.
Okay, you just let me know.
Oh my God. Is that me? Did you do this, Kimber?
Because I feel like I've almost seen the whole movie.
You have. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. cake.
Please make it stop. That was the trailer for Gem and the Holograms. If you're a fan of Gem and the Holograms, the cartoon from the 80s, you won't recognize anything that just happened.
Sure.
Because they made a movie about nothing relating to that.
Except
still
for the
called
name.
Gem and the Holograms. Except for the name.
Yeah.
So,
have you seen it?
Primer. No, I haven't seen it. For crap's sake. No.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. Hasbro, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Shame, shame. I know your name. So, once upon a time, there was an amazing cartoon called Gem and the Holograms, which was made, as many cartoons are, to sell dolls. And actually, the dolls petered out before the cartoon did. But anyway, the cartoon was about this woman named Jerrica Benton. And she had these earrings called Synergy. And Synergy was like some sort of like audiovisual thing that was invented by her dad that he gave her. He may have died. I don't remember. Anyway, when she touched Synergy, she could basically have holograms.
This is so bizarre.
Just listen. Holograms would like be projected on her body, and so she assumed this other identity of this rock star named Jem, J-E-M, Jem. And so Jem and the Holograms was this band, and Jem was her secret identity, but during the day she was Jerrica Benton, music executive, I think, anyway. Mm. And at night she was Jem, and she was a rock star. And and I think she also did good deeds. I don't know. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. And then they had this rivalry with this other band called the Misfits, who were like total wangs. And the Misfits were led by this crazy bitch named Pizzazz. She was heinous. And so there was this whole, like, you know, it was like your typical 80s cartoon. Conflict, da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You know, yada-yada.
Yeah.
So, like, last year it was finally announced. Hasbro was like, guess what? We're going to make a Gem and the Holograms movie. And people were like, oh, my God, that's going to be amazing. Like, maybe not. But, like, people around my age group were pretty excited about it and the possibilities.
Were you excited about it?
I myself read that it was happening, and I was like, you know what?
Probably gonna go check
that out.
Yep.
And then I heard that Molly Ringwald had signed on to be in it, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know who she would be.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah,
I totally, like, this is hitting like all of your 80s nostalgia buttons, and it's like, yeah, why would I not do that?
Uh-huh.
Sounds amazing.
Because I like her. I do like her.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she's doing some interesting things herself these days. Anyway, here's why you would not want to go see it. Because what Hasbro did, instead of making a movie about like a hologram rock star, secret identity, Synergy, do good, funky, whatever, whatever, versus the Misfits, yada, yada. Oh, and she had this like super gross 80s boyfriend named Rio with like the long hair and the duster coat.
Just,
it was amazing.
Know a lot about this. You have retained so much.
I watched Gem and the Holograms. What do you want from me? And I even taught my little sister to sing when she was like three. She was singing Gem songs, but she couldn't do it because she was three. And I just remember I have a very clear memory of her like doing that little toddler bounce up and down in front of me going, me and my friends are Gem and the Holograms. Which is nothing. Okay. That's not even a thing, but it's really cute. Okay. Shout out to Kristen. Anyway, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
Why would we not
want to see the movie? Yeah.
Instead of making a movie about the actual story, Gem and the Holograms, they made a movie about a girl who accidentally gets famous singing on YouTube. And basically it's just like an internal struggle. Like, my name is Jerrica Benton, but now I'm this big star that everyone knows as Gem. And like, how do I
So there's
reconcile?
No supernatural synergy
no,
thing.
There's no synergy.
No earrings.
P.S. Most importantly, there's no Misfits, which is insane. You have no...
You would kind of need the Misfits to make a movie. Where's the conflict?
You have nothing. The conflict is inside, which, guess what? Boring. That's boring.
Inside her?
Yeah, inside
because
herself.
Because she has these two things going on?
You know what that's called? That's called a novel. That's, you want to read that so
that's
you can hear So you can hear what's happening inside her head.
Yeah, it's not a movie.
A whole movie about someone having conflict within themselves. Like, that's boring.
Unless there's a lot of voiceover, like introspective voiceover.
That sounds like the worst movie ever.
So who does Molly Ringwald play her mom?
I believe she plays her aunt.
Okay.
She plays her aunt.
All right.
She plays the aunt / mother of the girls who make up Gem and the Holograms. It sounds very stupid. There is a Rio in there. I don't really care to know what's going on. Here's the ironic thing. They cast Juliette Lewis. I know because I watched the trailer. So Juliette Lewis is in it. Ironically, she would have made an amazing Pizzazz, leader of the Misfits.
That's weird that they left that out.
She would have made a perfect Pizzazz.
Yeah.
Because she's that kind of like weird, like you don't know if you can trust her, and she's kind of cool, but she's also like on that edge where you're like, she could snap at any second and really fuck me up.
Great actress too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's got the crazy eyes, like legit.
I think there should be rules when they do, not remakes, but, you know, when they, what's the word I'm looking for? When they take...
Reboot.
When they redo something or they, you know, it's like, you should stick to the pure...
You should stick.
I mean, it's just such a low... They're just going
or
for the...
we should all get to vote on it.
Yeah. Show your gem card.
Show your gem card, ladies. Synergy.
Speaking of movies, evidently there's a new one of these coming out. Evidently. What do you know about this, Courtney?
I know some stuff.
Of course you do. I did not know there was a new one coming out.
Yeah.
Once again.
Deb said, what should we talk about? Talk about some things that are happening recently. And I was like, okay, why don't we do this, this, and this? And she goes, James Bond. Is there another James Bond?
There's another James Bond.
There is. There's another James Bond movie. It's coming out this weekend. It's called Spectre. That's how it's spelled. Spectre.
Uh-huh.
But here's what's interesting to me right now. Here's what's happening in the news that you may not have heard about if you are Deb.
Tell me two things. Yes. One.
Number one.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig, who in my personal opinion, is an amazing Bond. I think he's my favorite of all of the Bonds.
Okay.
Least favorite, Roger Moore. Gross. Do not see the appeal.
Really?
Really, really gross. Mm. And maybe it's just the time period. Like, I think everything was kind of gross in the 70s.
Yeah.
But I don't see the... He sleeps with women and I'm like, what? Why? How did that happen? So Daniel Craig, Fierce and Fine. This is going to be his last Bond film he has announced, or it has been announced. This is going to be his last one. So that'll be a bummer. And Deb is making a face that I think I'm going to interpret as, I don't know who she's talking about.
I have no idea.
Has he made more than this one? What's happening?
I don't even know what number are we on?
I don't know.
It's just
what
it's,
number,
it's
what
still,
number movie or what number Bond?
What?
Yeah.
It's, Sean but
Connery,
it's, so is it the same?
Roger Moore,
I understand you're counting them.
Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan.
I can't believe you know that.
Is that it? Is it people? Is it six? Somebody tell me if it's six. Write in if it's not six. I'm sorry if I forgot one.
Okay.
Well,
I'm impressed that you know that. Maybe that's common knowledge. It's not a genre that I really enjoy.
It's not
a movie.
Hidden. Yeah. No, that's fair. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't start watching them until I got fairly deep into my relationship with my husband. Like, not even when we first started dating. It, like, took a while. And this is a thing that he and his family like Bond movies. And now, to be fair, I have fallen asleep on the couch in front of a lot of some of the older ones.
Yeah.
But the last several, I think, have been really good. Anyway, so Daniel Craig. Deb, I'm serious. Google that action. Because
okay.
Good-looking athletic man. And the thing I like about him is that he's a bit of a thug, and he is pretty rough and tumble and kind of, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to get into a whole Bond thing. The real thing I want to
mention. I think
it's
too late.
I know.
But go ahead.
Sorry.
Yes.
So Bond is a bit of a misogynist.
Yeah.
So not the greatest with the ladies. He's always bedding very young women in very disgusting ways and then, like, bailing. Sometimes they get murdered. They're usually scantily clad. They very rarely have anything to offer in terms of their minds. They have stupid names.
Yes. Now, I'm going to interject here because the one thing I know about any James Bond movie, the last one I went to go see, which was years ago, the only thing I remember about it, other than he's undercover, blah, 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 he's really smart and he's got all kinds of stuff to help him and blah, 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 is the woman in the film, her name was Christmas. I don't remember. I don't remember
Christmas Jones.
Who the
Doctor
actress?
Christmas Jones.
Who was it? Denise.
It was Denise Richards, and yes. She was like
horrible.
21, and she was supposed to be like a nuclear physicist or something.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, now
in shorty shorts.
She is not a great actress.
No,
to begin
sorry,
with.
Denise. No, she is not.
And
correct.
I just this is the line I remember. I think it might be the last line in the movie. Something about Christmas coming once a year. It was very sexual.
It's so
do you remember? Do you remember that? Am I
don't I
am I recalling that correctly?
I don't remember it in particular. I remember that being a terrible movie and and her being
horrible.
Terrible in it.
And
Alan Cumming was in it.
I can't tell you who was James Bond
I
in
love
that
him.
In that
Pierce
one.
Brosnan.
Okay. Okay.
Remington Steele.
Who I like. I mean, I don't not like him, but she was so horrible. It was so bad.
The movies went through a period where they're really, really ridiculous. I mean, and they are really, they're still really ridiculous. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But they are a bit darker now. I would say they're a lot darker now and a lot more high stakes. Like the action is ridiculous. Like you watch it and you're like, I don't believe any of this would ever happen. And that's fine.
Mm.
But it's gone from that kind of campier, like... There's still the occasional one-liner, but it's just darker now and harsher.
Yeah. Everything is dark. You watch TV, everything is dark, it seems.
So here's the other major contribution that Daniel Craig has made. He was in an interview the other day.
You just want to talk about Daniel Craig.
I this is important, and I want to
okay.
say it.
Okay.
He was in an interview the other day, and one of the women in this movie about to come out is, I think she's... I didn't Google her. I think she's Italian. Her name is Monica Bellucci. She is, I think, 51 years old. Daniel Craig is 47 years old.
Yes. Nice.
The this interviewer said something to him about, what do you think about James Bond succumbing to the charms of an older woman? And he said, I think you mean succumbing to the charms of a woman his own age.
Oh, nice.
I was just like,
that's great.
That just happened. That was awesome. Amazing. So mad props, Daniel Craig. Mad props. I will miss you. I will rewind Casino Royale over and over and watch you coming out of the surf in your shorty shorts.
Are you going to see the new James Bond movie?
Yes, I will.
Because of
Here's
Daniel Craig.
No, because we have a rule in our house, which is that if a movie opens on your birthday... Unless you really, really don't want to go, you're kind of compelled to see it.
Oh.
And my husband's birthday is this weekend, and we are going to go see James Bond. And he likes James Bond. And I like Daniel Craig. So it's going to be good.
Maybe you can give us a review.
Maybe I will.
It's been so long since I've heard that music. It makes me happy. We were talking about what we're going to talk about on the show and just today, and you had a list of some stuff and I had a list of some stuff, and then you're like, we're texting each other and you said, oh, I also want to talk about yogurt.
And then you sent me a poop emoji.
It's not poop.
Yeah, but it was poop.
It was not poop. I told you that initially that I've heard. That emoji or that emoticon or whatever you call it was designed to be chocolate soft serve ice cream.
It really doesn't matter what it was designed to be.
Not
you know what
poop.
It is. It's poop.
There's no steam emitting from the pile. It's got a smile on its face. When's the last time you saw poop smile?
When's the last time you saw chocolate frozen yogurt smile?
Well, it makes you smile.
No.
Sometimes a good poop makes me smile.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Anyway, yogurt.
So, okay. So as listeners of this podcast and me in general, when I'm walking around bitching about stuff are probably aware. I don't eat a lot of things.
That's true.
There is a lot of food on my list of like, Courtney doesn't eat that.
Yeah.
Pretty much at the top of the list is yogurt. To be fair, if it's hidden in something, like I'm never going to pick up a cup of yogurt and eat it, right? Like if it's an ingredient in something, if I don't know it's in there, if it's mixed up with a bunch of other stuff, we're probably going to be fine. But Courtney doesn't eat yogurt. Courtney doesn't eat yogurt. And sometimes I have felt really lonely.
Aww.
Because like advertisers are always trying to throw yogurt at you. And especially as a woman, they're like, oh, you want to eat this yogurt? It's yeah. good for you. It's good for your bones. Get those probiotics in your belly. Like,
yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis wants me to eat special pooping yogurt. Like everybody everywhere is like, bitch, eat this yogurt. It was made specifically for you. And I'm like, every time I smell yogurt, I want to claw my own nose and vomit. Like, it's so disgusting. So, I could talk about it for hours. I'm not even shitting you.
Yeah.
So, back in late June, early July, an article popped up on my news feed from Jezebel. It was written by a woman, and the title of this article was, and I quote, "Fuck yogurt."
Nice.
And I was like, I would like to read this article. It's an essay, really. I have to tell you, it was so spot on with so much of how I feel. I was like, did I black out and write this under an assumed
name?
Like, I was like, oh my God, what? What's happening? But she says, hold on, let me give credit. Her name is Ellie, oh, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. Ellie Sheckett?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. She sounds like a yogurt hater.
You should see that she's pretty mad. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but you know, she talks about how it's not real food. It's goo. It's like sexualized baby food that's being forced onto women. Cause you know, you have all of these, I mean, not in like an angry way, just like in a, it's disgusting. Stop giving it to me. Like, you know, all of these photos of like women with like this goo, like all over their mouths. And it's just, it's gross. It's gross. And she refers to it as bacterial jizz.
Oh God.
Just a little harsh. It's a little harsh. But I read this. I found it delightful and freeing because I felt like, oh my God, someone out there understands me. So that was great. And then I was watching TV and I feel like I've been really extra persecuted with the yogurt ads lately. Like I feel like there's a lot of them and they're everywhere. And I realize I may be the last person in like middle class America who still watches like regular TV with ads without DVR and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the words of RuPaul's Drag Race season 6 competitor Laganja Estranja, I feel very attacked. I feel very attacked by the yogurt ads. There's one now with it's a whole family just like eating yogurt, like aggressively eating it. Like it's just a click of spoons and a lot of people go like And then at one point the dad is so into like scraping up all of his yogurt, he is literally pounding his fist. He's like pounding the table as he's spooning yogurt into his mouth. And it's upsetting. It's disgusting.
Milk, fruit, cultures. Yoplait.
Okay, so that one is upsetting. And completely disgusting. The other thing is, there's a Danone Oikos yogurt commercial that I saw the other day, and it's set up like a dating website. Like this woman is looking through, and it's always women. This woman is looking through this like dating app thing. It's like Tinder for snacking.
Oh my gosh!
And there's like a dude who's a bag of potato chips, and she's like, "Oh, too fatty." And then there's a dude who's, you know, some other snack, like maybe just vegetables. And she's like, oh, too boring. And but all of these other dudes, they're like their outfit is like their whole body is the snack bag.
Yeah.
And their face is just sticking out of it. Then she gets to the yogurt. And she's like, oh, just right. This looks amazing. Oh, he's perfect for me. Oh, I just love him. And so, blah, blah. But Deb, on the Oikos guy, The yogurt is his pants. The yogurt is his pants.
What?
It's not. He's like.
What?
He's like, you know the old timey costumes where people were like in a barrel with like suspenders on?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's just covering, like, the yogurt tub is around his junk. It couldn't be more clear. Everybody else, the potato chip guy, his whole body is a bag of potato chips. And the vegetable guy, his whole body is a vegetable. But the yogurt guy, the yogurt is his pants. The yogurt is in his pants. It's in his pants.
Which would mean if she were to choose him,
she would eat out of his pants. I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. And actual yogurt, I feel like I want to like it because I feel like it would be the answer to so many of my issues. Like, it's really good for you and all that stuff. But, like, Deb, I swear.
I understand.
It's so disgusting. I can't even do it. And, okay, one more thing.
His yogurt is his pants. Yes.
When I was visiting family last month, and we went to the museum, and we went to this museum exhibit, and it was about monsters, and there was a whole dream catcher thing where you could write about, like, write your nightmares on this thing.
I'm confused. Is this going to come full circle?
Yes.
Okay.
Write your nightmares on this thing and hang it up in this dream catcher, and, like, it would feel better. And
yes.
And so it was like, and it's for kids, so it says on the thing, write what scares you, like, write your fears on this feather. And I'll be honest with you, I took a couple feathers, I wrote some deep shit, I did, like, some deep stuff.
Yeah.
And as I was tying it up, I looked down, and the one right at my eye level said yogurt. And it was yogurt spelled the British way with an H, which is even more disgusting.
Oh, Courtney.
So I'm feeling very persecuted by yogurt companies, but I also am feeling like there are some people out there who understand me and who share my pain. So I'm feeling grateful for that. And maybe that's what I'll be grateful for on Thanksgiving.
I think it's time we come clear with something, Courtney.
Okay. If you're sure.
I think we should. We've been holding out. We've been holding out on you, listener.
Someday.
Dear listener.
Someday. We'll open up the vault and we'll find the lost episodes.
Yes.
We have
in
a
the
couple.
Meantime,
we have a couple.
In the meantime, we have one that's been brewing a little bit. And and this was recorded quite a while ago. And
truth be told, at some point this summer I drove up to Deb's and we sat down and we did some recording and we didn't end up using it as a full episode for one reason and another.
Because it sucked. As a whole. No, I thought it was actually kind of good.
I thought it.
Yeah, see?
Anyway,
yeah.
It could have been better. How about that? It could have been better.
Yeah.
However, and we're going to make it better.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there was a section of it which was completely worthwhile. And we'll for regular listeners, all six of you now who are left, if that, this will kind of catch you up where we left off. Let's talk about you, Deb.
Oh, no.
I have a question for you, and I'm sorry. I meant to start with this, but we got off on a different foot.
What?
Don't keep us in suspense any longer.
What are you talking about?
Who is the most talented person in Linden, and what can they do?
So, yes, Linden's Got Talent. And you want to know who the winner is, right?
Sure.
Is that what you want to know?
Well, if you want to tell.
Well, it was a vocal competition.
Okay.
And
singing only. So no ventriloquists,
no
jugglers,
no
people who could, like, bend their bodies into weird positions.
No. Linden's Got Vocal Talent.
Oh.
Yeah. Her name is Reagan Thomas.
Oh.
And she did a very good job. She was wonderful. A lot of great talent out there. But it was more than just Linden. It was Squaxin County. There was a kid from Blaine.
Blaine's Got Talent.
Blaine's Got Talent. Basically, Whatcom County's Got Talent.
That doesn't flow as well.
No.
What was the, like, how old-ish?
23 and younger.
23. Oh, yeah. My God. This is a very specific. This has gone. Yeah. This has gone in my brain from like, I mean, I saw this was an episode of the Golden Girls, right? Like I saw you judging like the wackiest talent acts in the universe down to like, you know, children 12, like people 12 to 23 years old singing. And I'm like, oh, well, this is not
that's
at all what,
what
I
was.
Pictured. All right.
Yeah,
well,
that's
I'm
what
sure
it was.
It was very nice.
When I did show up to Lennon's Got Talent, it was Raspberry Festival.
Yes.
In Linden.
Yes.
And it's crazy. I'd never been there for Raspberry Festival. They have 3-on-3 basketball. They shut down.
What?
They shut down Front Street.
I did not know that.
It's, Raspberry Festival is, there's a lot of stuff going on in Linden, and I would highly recommend it for anyone who wants something to do in early July. Mid-July. When was that? Mid-July.
In Northern Whatcom County.
In Northern Whatcom County, yes. So there you go. There's your Linden's Got Talent review.
Okay. Well, I am glad for the update on Linden's Got Talent.
That's it.
And,
yep.
And now that I know that it's a niche competition and not like... I saw you with like a guy like doing maracas and like I saw... I mean, I
wish.
I saw wonderful things for you in my head.
No, it was
wonderful and terrible. Wonderful and terrible.
But it
and
was.
I'm sure they were great.
Very, very talented kids.
Good.
Yes,
good.
Yes.
And now we know what to do in Whatcom County.
Mid-July.
Raspberry
Festival. Yeah, go
okay.
there. Yeah.
Okay. This is the liner notes section.
Yep.
Where we revisit previous topics.
Uh-huh.
Dev, I gotta tell you something.
What?
Dude. I have an update for you.
Oh my gosh. Should I be scared?
No. Okay. You asked if I, when I got here, you asked if I'd been to yoga recently.
Yes.
And I have.
Oh, no.
I have an update from the studio. I have an update from the locker room of the studio.
Was there a sign up?
So we've talked.
What happened? Oh my gosh.
So we've mentioned.
I do not know what she's going to say.
We've
here.
Mentioned multiple times on this podcast about there's a person at the yoga studio where I frequent and that Deb used to belong to who she would routinely shave her bikini area in the shared shower. And this kind of weirded us out. And it jumped off into a lot of discussion about like, should it weird us out? Why does it weird us out?
Why is she doing it?
Why would someone do that in a shared space? Da, 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 da. And you and I each have said from time to time, like, well, I'm going to say something to the owner, but like we never did. You never did, right?
No,
I never did.
But it sounds like someone did.
Someone did.
Someone did.
Someone did.
Oh my gosh.
And who knows if someone said anything or if she was just in there and was like, what? My guess is somebody said something.
Or they listen to this podcast.
Oh, feel bad.
Come on, you're holding out on me. What happened?
The sign said.
There's a sign up?
There's a sign
in
up.
In the locker room.
Next to the entry of the shower.
Oh.
Like, you remember where there's the sinks and then the shower? There's a sign posted next to the sink where you enter the shower.
Where she puts her razor.
Exactly where she puts her razor in
every
between
day.
Shavings.
Yes, mm-hmm. While she's talking about her puppy. Right?
So to speak.
Yes. Come on.
The sign says.
Did you take a picture of it?
No. Did I take a picture in the locker room next to the shower?
You can wait till everyone leaves and then go
Deb,
back and
I
take
have
a picture.
Things to do. Also, P.S. public service announcement. You guys, I don't know what's going like whatever's going on in the bathroom.
I just want to know
in
what
a
the
shared
sign says.
Restroom. Well, then stop interrupting me. It's not cool to take a picture of anything in a public bathroom.
Unless you wait for everyone to leave and then you take a picture of the sign for your friend because you've talked about
this
for months.
And I've broken that law myself because I've taken pictures of stuff that was like on the back of a door.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if there's someone else in lock and P.S. I have things to do. I'm not going to sit and wait for people to leave the locker room, especially when it's overlapping classes and da-da-da.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the sign
says? Yes. Why are you looking at your phone?
Because there was a word on it and I forgot what the word was and I looked it up.
Oh my gosh.
Can you let me continue, please?
What did the sign say?
Students, please keep showering to a minimum, no more than 2 to 3 minutes, and keep all personal care practices at home. And then it said, practice saucha, yogi purity, cleanliness, and respect for others.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
So what did saucha mean? Saucha?
Purity and cleanliness.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Oh my! So it just the sign just said practice saucha, and then you looked it up, or did say
no?
It said, that
it
in
said all of that.
Oh my gosh!
It said, students, when showering, please keep please keep shower time to a minimum,
no way.
2 to 3 minutes, and keep all personal care practices at home. And then on a separate line, it said, remember to practice saucha, colon, yogi cleanliness, purity, and respect for others.
I am amazed. Oh my gosh.
And when I saw it, like, my mouth dropped and I was like, oh my God, I gotta tell Deb.
I can't believe you waited until just
now. I almost called you. And then the next day you sent me that text and you were like, hey, what's up? Let's catch up on the phone. I was like, oh my God.
Oh
my God. I had to tell her so bad.
Okay. So you kind of know the owner of that practice.
I mean, yeah,
you've been going there a long time. Would you ask her? Next time you see her, what made someone put that sign up? Would you?
Yes. If the circumstances are right.
Oh my gosh.
If I can catch her in if there's a ton of people.
Oh,
in
sure.
There, obviously. Sure, I'm not going to be like, hey, I saw that sign. Is that because this chick over here wants to stop shaving her bush? Hilarious.
You know, we've been talking about you for the last 6 months on my podcast.
Oh, no. So mean. So mean. It's not that we're not trying to be mean. We're just really confused and like.
We both love that studio.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Nothing about
it's fantastic.
It. It's
fantastic.
Know? So was she LaBouche, Sheva LaBouche there?
She was not in my class
that
day.
She was not
no.
in your class.
Then part of me was like, is she going to stop coming because she can't shave?
Because she can't shave in the
shower. And then I got all freaked out about like how long I take in the shower. Because I was like, oh my God.
No.
What if I.
I've been there enough to know. I don't think that sign was about extended showers.
No.
That was the reason to mm-hmm. post it. And then, oh, by the way, quit shaving your bush in a public shower.
Mm. I was dying, Deb. I was dying.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Next time you go, if you can, I'm going to ask you if you can take a picture. If you can, there's no one else in there. I understand your respect for the space.
I am trying to practice saucha.
Saucha. Shit.
Which I'm probably not pronouncing correctly.
Saucha.
S-A-U-C-H-A.
Saucha. Wow.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's crazy. Oh, okay. I can relax now. Okay. Anything else for
Are you going to move back now?
So not too bad for our first episode back after a long hiatus.
We shook the cobwebs off, at least.
Yeah.
Hopefully the audio situation was okay.
Yeah.
It's not too hot, not too poppy.
I think it's going to be okay.
Eh, you'll fix it. You're good like that.
Fix it in post. So
I do want to show you something real quick. I these are my notes, and I wrote this like in July.
Yeah.
This is my note. Sorry. These are my notes from the yogurt thing. And I don't know if you can see where I have like it's all underlined. It's in his pants. Because it was so upsetting. So upsetting. It's in his pants.
Oh, okay. You've been holding out on the yogurt story.
Well, that's what the notebook is for.
Yeah.
When something upsets me, I write it down and then I rant about it to you.
Thank you. And to
you.
And to you, collective audience members.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think just
member.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for waiting. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. We're going to try and do this more regularly. So we really appreciate any feedback or, what do you call those things on iTunes? Reviews on iTunes.
Reviews
those help.
Would
so
be great.
We just like doing this and having fun. So
thank you. And if you have a suggestion for a topic that you are dying to hear us discuss, I can't imagine that those are coming out your ears, but if they are... Drop us a line.
We can be reached on Facebook or
Twitter.
We've got a really long email. What is it? Mm-hmm. Deb and Courtney's mixtape at gmail.com. That's it. So
all one word.
Yes. And it's A-N-D, right? We did the
DEBANDCOURTNEYSMIXTAPE@gmail.com.
It's easy. It's a mouthful, but it's easy.
A mouthful of yogurt.
In the meantime, thank you for listening. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you.
We do absolutely so much. She's Deb.
and she is Courtney.
And we will talk to you soon.
This is The Mixtape. We'll see you later.
Bye.